This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gloss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Although you'll be receiving valuable advice from our host, please remember this is not therapy. It does not replace a relationship with a qualified mental health professional.
I'm Dr. G, and we're here with Engaging Minds. As you know, we're here every Sunday night between 8 and 9 p.m., and we like to look at the world from a psychological point of view. We look at the issues and whatever's going on, but we try to dig a little deeper and understand it in more complex ways than probably a lot of other shows. So one of the things I'm very excited about is we have Valentine's Day coming up, and that reminds me of relationships, and relationships for psychologists are very important. And I was thinking about what is it in relationships? Like, where do we learn a lot of information from? And one of the places we learn a lot from is storytelling. We learn it from movies. We learn it from television, from the books we read. That's a lot of the template that we go by. And I wanted to discuss that and bring some experts on who could help us understand it in a deeper way and have some fun with the concept of storytelling and then teach us how we can apply it to our own everyday lives. And the other thing I was thinking about relationships was some of the issues people face. And one of the biggest issues that a lot of people face are issues of health, and unfortunately for a lot of couples, issues of addiction. And with that in mind, I wanted to bring on an addiction specialist who could help us understand that world and help us find effective ways to deal with it within our relationships. So that's what we're going to focus on. Our Valentine's Day program is the concept of relationships, and I'm going to bring on my host of experts, our panel, and our first person is Dr. Damon Raskin. He's an internist and addiction specialist here in the Los Angeles area. I'm going to bring on Roxanne Messina Kapter. She's an Emmy-nominated film and television director. And Brian Kite, he's an award-winning theater director, professor, and chair of the UCLA Department of Theater. So with that, I want to welcome everyone to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So I thought that I was going to talk to Dr. Raskin first, because when we found out, when we started promoting this show on social media, we got a few emails sent to us. And one of the emails was addressing the issue of addiction. I'm going to paraphrase it. What the individual wanted to know was that she has a husband who got addicted to opiates because of back surgery, and it was greatly affecting their relationship. And she wanted to know some effective ways to deal with it, both medically and psychologically. So I thought I would handle some psychological advice to her, and maybe you can address to our audience how someone could deal with an opiate addiction.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. And
pleasure.
Addiction does affect many relationships. I know today we're talking about Valentine's Day and relationships. And unfortunately, addiction can play a very detrimental role in relationships. But the good news is that there's hope for recovery, that I help a lot of patients with addiction issues. And for this woman who has a husband with opiate or painkiller addiction, there's lots of hope, both medical and psychological help. There's all kinds of different degrees of help that he could get but he has to be the one to want the help.
And he has to be motivated to want to
get the help. Absolutely. So he could go to an inpatient rehab center, or he could go see a private doctor like myself who specializes in addiction and talk to him about detoxification, getting him off the medication safely under a doctor's care. And then there are medications to help prevent relapse, help prevent cravings. But without the psychological support, none of it really does a lot of good, because the relapse rate is so high.
So one of the things I wanted to share with the audience that you're saying is that it really has to be a team effort.
Absolutely. And I would encourage the caller, the person who actually emailed, that she needs to understand a little bit about addiction, because because she doesn't want to be the enabler, the person that just says, you know, yeah, it's okay, and maybe we'll try to get some help next week, and here's some more pills.
Oh, it's not so bad, and, you know,
exactly.
We can deal with this.
So there are places that she can go to seek some help, like Al-Anon, for example, has a good program for those patients who have family members who are addicted, and I think that could be a very, very helpful thing to do as well.
What about some of the alternative medications? What can someone do when they're trying to get off of opiates?
So when you're trying to get off of opiates, one of the medicines that's out there is called Suboxone, and I use this medicine regularly. It's a medicine that helps substitute their opiates so they don't go through terrible withdrawals. And again, this has to be done under a doctor's care. And if we're talking about alternatives to pain medications, there's all kinds of things. Anti-inflammatory medications, anti-seizure medications, antidepressants that have all different pain properties, plus things like physical therapy and acupuncture and those types of things, along with psychosocial support, because again, that plays a really key role. A lot of these patients who are addicted are going to a place where they don't want to feel their emotions, and they escape, and that's what affects the relationship so much. They are not present,
right.
You know? And
right.
that's the key, and that's what's probably affecting this person.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to bring our storytellers in, you know, as as expert in this field about helping people deal with emotions and feelings and what storytelling can teach us about relationships. So you've heard sort of the medical advice. If is there something within the context of storytelling that could really affect someone in how they deal with issues in their lives? Let's say, Roxanne?
Well, I think there's many people say, oh, I'm feeling depressed, so I go to the movies.
Exactly.
You know? Or I go see a play. Why does that cause people to be uplifted? What does that do? And we've been storytelling since we were living in caves and drawing pictures. So, you know, storytelling comes from myths. It comes from fairy tales. And there is an adage in Hollywood that there's only 5 stories out there. And they just keep coming back and coming back, starting with Romeo and Juliet. So I think we are beings that want to convey what we're feeling, what we're thinking, and convey it to other people and to the world and to society.
And Brian, what's your take on how storytelling can help, let's say, this situation?
Well, first off, Dr. G, this is the most interesting. I haven't even said a word yet, and I already think I've never been on a panel with this that starts off this way. Dr. Raskin, you said everything I was going to say.
Oh, thanks.
No, that's not true. I don't know anything about your area there. I'd love to talk about the storytelling. But actually, it is truly interesting to hear what you're saying, that there is help, that there is hope. You know, theater at its very best and films can be uplifting in that way. And that doesn't just mean happy stories all the time. A lot of time that means a story that's going to truly look into how people feel, what they care about, some essential human truths about who we are. And sometimes coming to terms with that and seeing that, oh, wait, I'm not so alone might be the thing that can help.
Yeah, I think it's about connection, because when I talk to my patients about addiction, a lot of them struggle with depression and anxiety, and they're also dealing with past traumas. So when they are going to the movies or they're going to the theater and they feel a connection, whether it's a character or the storyline, I think it can be really helpful for them to see that they're not alone. I agree with you, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm going to add to that. I think as a psychologist, one of the things when you go into a dark theater or into a movie house, there's a cathartic experience. You know, you see the emotional experience that's going on the film or in the theater, and you connect as an audience member, and a lot of times that can give you sort of both an emotional understanding of yourself, but also a deeper intellectual understanding of yourself.
Right? I might add it's a communal cathartic experience, so you're going to experience it with other people almost always. You know, yes, even in your home, perhaps you're alone if that's how you're experiencing a film, but in a theater, in a movie theater, you're going to experience this with a group in that moment just for that time, and then it's going to disappear right after. So that moment shared with others is an interesting way to look at it as well.
And it's kind of fascinating because you're sitting there with all these people that you don't know. So they're all strangers, but yet you're having this cathartic experience in a whole group setting. And I'm not sure if you find that same feeling when you're in home. You know, we all have this big surround sound and big TVs, but do you have that same feeling that you do when you're in a group, you know? I love when you're at theater and, you know, and everybody's laughing because it's a comedy, and that there's that interaction, not only between the actors and the audience, but between all the audience members. So.
Yeah. You know what? It's to me, going into the theater is like going into the womb. You know, it's kind of like you're going into this dark space.
Yes.
And it also allows you to get in touch with your own process as you're sitting there and watching the film. So one of the things I wanted to say that you guys are saying to us is that a good story can also help a lot with dealing with issues of a relationship, dealing with depression. And we're going to take a break in a moment, but when I come back, I'm going to ask you all if there's a good story you'd like to share that you think has had a powerful effect both on yourself and maybe that could have a powerful effect on our audience. I'm Dr. G. We'll be back after the commercial. If you want to call in and talk to myself or anyone in our panel, our number is 1-800-222-5222.
This is Polly Waite, CPA, realtor, and wife of celebrity craftsman Chip Waite. The Home Depot is the place for next-generation technology. Get keyless home entry with your existing lock with the Kevo Convert Lock Conversion Kit. It uses your existing deadbolt and turns it into a smart lock in minutes. No hardwiring needed. Easily replace your current lock's interior hardware only, and your current lock's exterior hardware stays the same. For more information and a full list of features on the Kevo Convert and other next-generation technology, visit homedepot.com. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
If your old washer won't and your old dryer doesn't, the Home Depot is about to make your laundry day with up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the Electrolux high-efficiency front-load washer and electric dryer, now just $4.98 each, and 50% off matching pedestals. For guaranteed energy-efficient performance and plenty of change in your pockets, come to the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details, valid through February 28th.
This is Polly Waite, CPA, realtor, and wife of celebrity craftsman Chip Waite. The Home Depot is the place for next-generation technology. Get keyless home entry with your existing lock with the Kevo Convert Lock Conversion Kit. It uses your existing deadbolt and turns it into a smart lock in minutes. No hardwiring needed. Easily replace your current lock's interior hardware only, and your current lock's exterior hardware stays the same. For more information and a full list of features on the Kevo Convert and other next-generation technology, visit homedepot.com. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
If your old washer won't and your old dryer doesn't, the Home Depot is about to make your laundry day with up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the Electrolux high-efficiency front-load washer and electric dryer, now just $4.98 each, and 50% off matching pedestals. For guaranteed energy-efficient performance and plenty of change in your pockets, come to the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details, valid through February 28th.
Looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. G, and we're back with the show. And as you heard from the commercial, I'm working with Dr. Raskin, who's here with me today. And one of the things that inspired us to create the Concierge Detox LA and Rehabilitation was this idea that when people are facing issues or problems, sometimes they want individualized care in the privacy of their home. And we didn't see a lot of availability of those type of services. So that's why we created Concierge Detox LA. If you want to find out more about our service, you could call me at 323-935-9712. That's 323-935-9712. Or you could always email me at drhowardgluss@live.com, and I'd be glad to share that information with you. So at the commercial, my esteemed guest, Roxanne, had a great comment about millennials and the idea of storytelling. So I wanted her to share it with our audience, especially on, you know, this concept of building powerful relationships.
Well, I'm also an educator, at two different universities here. And I find that my millennial students will say when they're feeling bad, they don't turn to a friend. They turn to Facebook and they put it up on Facebook. This is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling very depressed today. And I said, why would you do that? Why don't you turn to a friend? They go, no, it's important to put it up there because our generation thinks everybody's life is perfect. So we want them to know that we have bad days too. And our life isn't so perfect and we have bad days. And I, for my area, just find that really unusual because if I'm having a bad day, I call my best friend. I don't put it up on Facebook. I don't want the whole world to know. But they feel that's their obligation to let their generation know that life is imperfect and it's nothing's always perfect and they have bad days as well.
I think that's the power of storytelling, and especially, Brian, in the theater, is that we go to the theater to see people working through conflicts.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about what you're saying, Roxanne. That's absolutely true, but it's certainly a form of storytelling too. Even online, when they're doing that, they are telling a story, right? They're presenting themselves in the way they want to be presented. This is who I am. This is how great my life is. I'm having a tough day. I'm having a bad day. But I think that's storytelling too that people do every day, particularly through all the different social media outlets. In theater, yeah, it's always about, those are the best stories when we're telling that. You know, if it's not going to be about who we are, theater might not be the right place to tell that story. Maybe that's a television show if we want to look at real life and see it in that way. There has to be something poetic or more theatrical about doing it in the theater.
I also think, Dr. Raskin, you know, when people come to see us, our initial meeting with them is very much storytelling.
Oh, it's absolutely a story. And in fact, a good doctor-patient relationship is about understanding the patient's story. And I see it and hear it every day. And it's not just someone comes in and they have a cold or right. They come in and they have chest pain and what do we do? You know, anyone can do that, but that's a technician. I pride myself on the fact that I develop a relationship with the patient. I try to understand where they're from and, you know, how they got to be who they are, because then you can really help them and you can get to the root of their underlying issues, not just treat their cold or cough or bladder infection, things like that. And I think getting their story is really key to helping them get better and heal.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's that concept of attachment. You know, I hear it from patients all the time, especially patients dealing with managed care, this concept of, like, their doctors don't give them enough time. And a lot of time, I want to say the healing, and maybe something that is empirically based, happens within the context of that relationship.
I completely agree.
So before the break, I asked you guys to come up with, you know, with the Academy Awards, a favorite film or piece of theater or doctor-patient relationship, that can express, the power of relationships. And it doesn't just have to be a romantic relationship. So I'll start with Roxanne. Any thoughts around
that?
Well,
in the most classic sense, Dr. Zhivago.
Okay.
And obviously Shakespeare, Romeo, all the Romeo and Juliets and that. More recently, I think Victoria and Abdul.
Okay.
I, Tonya, King's Speech. And I'm a huge fan of Nora Ephron. I think she always was able to nail relationships, from Harry Met Sally to Sleepless in Seattle. And I also like the movie While You Were Sleeping. So those are all movies. And if you look at the relationship of work, 9 to 5 did it beautifully.
So when you said Nora Ephron, what do you think the essence of what she did that she nailed within?
She was real. Okay. And she had, which is, I'm very much a believer in, any good story has drama and comedy. It's a connection. And there's always a balance between the two. In television now, they'll call it dramedy. But besides the conflict that you always need in the story, that balance, the yin and yang between, and that's what Shakespeare had. He had spectacle, and he had you crying one minute, he had you laughing the next minute, you know? And so that's true storytelling. And Nora Ephron is a modern day brilliant at it.
So the concept of, I'm understanding correctly, is she really knew how to deal with conflict and some sort of resolution. And the idea, from what I know about her work, was that things weren't always neatly wrapped up.
Correct. The way it is in life.
Exactly.
She really presented a piece of life the way it is. And again, it was comedy and drama, you know.
Right. And Brian, any thoughts around this subject?
I'm still reeling from that, how easily you just did that list, Roxanne.
I
you just
know.
Named like 15 different, I was like, I wait, was I'm like, struggling for one over here. And
I was like, incredible. I saw Victoria and Abdul. I can comment on that.
Oh, wait, she's giving me her notes. This is helpful.
Ryan, don't look at her notes.
I'm thinking of a particular, moment that has stuck with me for years and years. I saw a production of Deaf West Theater Company's Big River at, Center Theater Group. It was at, the Mark Taper Forum before it, I think, went to Broadway. And, it was an opening night and the room was filled with hearing audience and non-hearing audience all at once. And if you've ever seen a Deaf West show, they create incredible productions where they mix, hearing and non-hearing actors and audiences together. And in this great moment, it was a full crazy musical number, the biggest number in the show, dancing full out and singing loud, everything happening, music playing. And then all of a sudden, all the sound cut out, but the singers still kept singing with big faces and they were dancing and everything, but there was silent in the theater. And for those moments, the relationship between me and the non-hearing audience member sitting next to me was absolutely incredible. I experienced it in the same way she was experiencing it, the same way he was experiencing it. And I will never forget that moment. It brings, you know, the feeling right back as I even talk about it now. Incredible to feel that relationship that can happen between audience members by something that they did on stage.
So was it that you connected in a very empathetic way to what was going on in that moment?
I think so. For that moment, we were absolutely in the same second, the same tier.
Right, T-E-A-R. Right, right. And that's
a
very powerful moment.
Same thing,
yeah.
And feeling that at the same time. And yeah, it's empathetic, but it's also just equally sharing.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I've actually seen a few of their productions, and I was always so fascinated between the interpreters and the people that were actually speaking. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it did bridge those two worlds for me. It was hard to, I didn't feel separate.
Right.
And I think one of the things that brings relationships around and make them powerful, especially in intimate relationships, is that people are looking for that moment where they don't feel separate.
What a great phrase. I didn't feel separate.
Yeah, I felt connected. Mm-hmm. And that's so much what we want from our medical doctors, and that's what
and
we want from our...
I think that's art at its best.
Is that connection?
Art at its best, yeah.
Okay.
When you feel that connection, whether it's with the other audience members or the connection with the screen or the actors on stage, that is when art has reached its ultimate. If you go to a museum and you see great masters, why is it that reaches out to you? There's that moment, and that's art at its best. I don't care what medium it is.
That's true. And, you know, in my line of work, medicine can also have an art to it and
absolutely.
Not just a science. You know, you can give, anyone can decide what antibiotic they want to give someone, but it's about understanding the person in front of you and hearing their story and developing the relationship over time. And I am blessed and honored when people trust me with their deepest, darkest secrets because they know that it's completely confidential, and to be able to be hearing that and doing something and applying that to their healing process is such a blessing that I really believe that there's an art to that relationship. And I think it's absolutely important to help the person that way.
And I wanted to share this with the audience. You know, when I told people about my concept of doing this show, it was kind of confusing to people. You're going to put this doctor on with these storytellers. I don't really get it. And what I'm excited about, what I'm hearing, is the concept of this show is about engaging minds, that it isn't about separateness. It is about people that are experts in their own field coming together and finding a common ground. And that's what I wanted people to hear. And so many times it's hard to explain that until you actually have the experience of it. And that kind of way of looking at the world is also a very powerful way in dealing with relationships, that we want to get rid of some of that separateness and find a way to come together.
And it's easy to be separate when you're always on your iPhone, you're always on social media.
Right.
You know, and that does separate people when it's supposed to be bringing us together. So what art can do, I don't care what medium, is to kind of break down that separation and force people to reach out and connect.
So, Brian, I'm going to ask you a question. One of my millennial friends, who is in the film, business has actually said to me he's probably been to one play in his life, and he's like 37 years old. And he said he just doesn't get why anyone would go to the theater when they can go to film. So as a theater expert, can you talk to us about how that experience may be different than an experience in a movie theater?
Sure. And first off, for your friend, I don't blame him. You know, there was a long time where I thought, oh my God, my gosh, I think I hate theater. Right. Turns out I was just seeing a lot of bad theater, which could make you not want to return there. But, different stories need to be told in different ways. I think when you're in the theater and you're going to be live, you're going to be close to the performers, the story is going to be more poetic. You're going to do something that is going to feel more immediate. You can't tell a sweeping epic, realistic story in the theater in the same way you could in film. You want to see a slice of life in television. That's the place to do it. But some stories are better told live in front of you in a one-to-one storytelling way. And I think you have to choose. There's nothing wrong with, picking which media is going to be right.
But they're just different
story.
Experiences.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break in a minute, but this concept of separateness and togetherness that we're talking about, how art and medicine will bring us to that point. I wanted to address with Dr. Raskin when we get back an issue we talked about earlier on, Roxanne, about depression. And because that's one way that can keep us very separate from the world and how that can be dealt with and improve our relationships. We're going to be back right after the commercials. I'm Dr. G. If you want to call in, it's 1-800-222-5222.
Dr. Peter Fields is both an MD and a chiropractor and is an expert in regenerative orthopedics. It's a pleasure to welcome him to KABC.
Thanks, Doug.
Is stem cell therapy a non-surgical alternative to joint replacement?
Absolutely. Stem cell therapy helps people avoid total joint replacements and the complications that are associated with it. At OrthoRegen, we use the gold standard for stem cell therapy. We take stem cells from your bone marrow and fat, as well as platelets from your blood, to help grow new cartilage in your knee, hip, or shoulder. We also treat the outside of your joint so the entire joint is repaired and can function well again. In addition, stem cells can repair backs and necks. If you have been told that you have bone on bone, no more cartilage, or need your joint replaced, then stem cell therapy might be for you. Remember, once surgery is done, it can never be undone.
If you want to avoid surgery on your joints or spine, call Dr. Fields at 310-453-1234. That's 310-453-1234. And on the web at drfields.com. That's drfields.com.
Hey, what's going on around your house? Need a little help? A second opinion? Well, I'm here to help answer any questions you have about your home. All you have to do is call. Join me, Lou Manfredini, every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on House Smarts Radio, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You've heard me talk about attorney Sweet James Bergner. So many listeners have taken my advice, and here's why. Treating clients like people, not just a number. Using his knowledge, reputation, and resources with insurance companies to win cases. Winning hundreds of millions of dollars for thousands of accident victims. I've personally recommended many friends and family to call attorney Sweet James Bergner, and you should too. If you're hurt or in any kind of an accident, call the one to trust, Sweet James. 1-800-881-2021 or go to sweetjames.com.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet is back in the spotlight again, this time over alleged drug activity.
The service is investigating at least a dozen sailors on the Japan-based carrier USS Ronald Reagan who are suspected of buying, selling, and using LSD and ecstasy, according to the Wall Street Journal. A spokesperson released a statement saying the Navy has zero tolerance for drug abuse and takes misconduct involving sailors, Navy civilians, and family members very seriously. The drug allegations are the most recent controversy the branch has been forced to deal with over the past year. It's also had to grapple with multiple deadly ship collisions in the Pacific Ocean and a massive corruption scandal involving a Malaysian contractor known as Fat Leonard. I'm Sierra Crawford.
KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy with strong coastal winds and a 20% chance of showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gloss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. G, and we're back with Engaging Minds. And before we get back into the show, one of the issues that a lot of relationships or couples can face is the concept of an end-of-life decision. And one of our sponsors, Mid Valley Hospice, are supporters of the End-of-Life Option Act, where qualified patients can get the right care they need to deal with the end-of-life issues. So I wanted to tell you, and Dr. Raskin is involved with them too, if it's something that you think you're facing or want to find out more information about it, you can contact Mid Valley Hospice at 818-386-2600. That's 818-386-2600. And they really are the most compassionate people around in trying to help us understand this very difficult life decision. And also, as you know, you can always contact me at drhowardgluss@live.com, and I'll forward the information to them. So, Dr. Raskin, before the break, I was talking to you about the concept of mental health and depression. That is definitely an issue that a lot of couples may face in a real world, not necessarily in a fairy tale world, not too many depressed characters in Disney. But if someone came to you and had to deal with the issue of depression, what kind of care or advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, we're talking about storytelling, and that's really a whole story. You know, I hear patients, and they start to tell me that they're just not feeling that motivated or they're tired. But then when I really ask them more questions, then I get to the root of some of the story and their life story. And it may be that they're dealing with their aging parents, or they may be dealing with a spouse who's cheating, or they may be dealing with kids who are out of control or whatever. You start hearing their whole story. But as far as your answer about what can we do, well, again, there's different levels of depression. And when someone has reached a clinical major depression, there are obviously medications that can be quite helpful and can be actually life-changing. Sometimes it's about finding the right medication for the patient and dealing with possible side effects. But in addition, as you know, therapy, psychotherapy can be very helpful for depression. And sometimes we combine therapy with medications, and also lifestyle management like exercise and eating right and getting enough sleep can all make huge impressions on mood. So again, we look at the total picture and we get to the story like we're talking about, and we really try to help these patients in an individualized way.
So one of the things that's become popular in the psychotherapeutic world is the concept of cinema therapy. So, Dr. Roxanne, and Dr.
Oh God, this
Brian,
is scary.
Finally, I know, I'm putting you on the spot.
My parents would be so happy to hear
I know, finally. You know, I have to tell a funny, very quick anecdotal story. I had a doctor who was on, who is the head of, his name is Dr. Kaiser, and he's the head of the Motion Picture and Television Fund, their retirement center, and he's an accomplished physician, and his mother's response was, "Oh, you couldn't be a director?"
Yeah. Wow. Cool.
So, you see, it can go
That's
both
good
ways.
To hear. There's hope.
Yes, absolutely. So if I know I'm putting you on the spot, but any movies or theater that or you could recommend to someone who may be feeling depressed and might want to understand it or have an uplifting experience, anything you would prescribe to them?
Well, I sound like I'm a Nora Ephron fan club leader, but
that's okay.
All of her movies, when you know, if you're feeling down, they're going to be very uplifting. The other one that I mentioned before, While You Were Sleeping, it's a very uplifting movie. So, I think you want to look more in that relationship comedy
genre,
area,
right?
You know, I don't think you want to go see a horror film. Although some people get uplifted by horror films, I don't know. you know.
You know, it could have a very cathartic experience. Maybe it allows them to experience their own aggression in a non-violent way or something.
Yeah, so right. I mean, everybody has their own taste,
uh-huh.
and what works for them is different than maybe what works for someone else. And men sometimes like certain, they'll go see a Clint Eastwood or a John Wayne movie. And that makes them feel better if they're kind of down. Where women like more of the, from television, more of the Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a patient, she says that to me all the time. She goes, if I'm feeling down on a Saturday, I just get all my Hallmark movies out and I don't get dressed and I stay in my pajamas. And a lot of times by the end of the day, I'm feeling better. So I guess, you know, as they say, whatever works. So, Dr. Brian, if someone came to your theatrical office and needed a prescription to uplift them.
I think just going to the theater,
okay.
going to live performance, making that effort to get out and this is what a great way to be out in public. But then, like you said, get in the cave, the lights are going to go down and you can have a communal experience without feeling all that pressure. We know in theater that people love it when they go. And actually, when I was running a theater, we knew we had to follow up with them if we wanted to get them to come back within 24 to 48 hours. And then after that, it starts to, the glory of it starts to fade away. And you have to be reminded again, oh yeah, that, I love doing that. Why don't I do that more? Like your friend. Wait, he didn't love it. He did it once, and that was enough.
Yeah, no.
If I had called within 24 hours, it could have changed
everything. I should have put him on your hotline.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Crisis intervention.
So I think just spending that time doing that, going out and having some sort of an experience where you look at who we are a little bit and spend some time thinking about what matters to people is something that can be uplifting.
So having that communal experience, you know, I know a lot of times for myself, people ask me, you know, you deal with people of serious issues. How do you sometimes deal with it? Actually, last night I was at a dinner party and somebody asked me that. And I did say, you know, I go to the movies or I go to the theater. Many times just to do something that's out of my norm to clear my head. And I find especially if it's a film, or piece of theater that's engaged me, I come out feeling a little bit more refreshed and a little bit more focused.
And if it's not so good, you know, that's a 2-hour nap that you might not have had otherwise.
That has definitely happened many times.
There you go. That's always a bad sign.
So, you know, I think that definitely has happened many times. So Dr. Raskin, I want to ask you, one of the films that I saw this year that I wouldn't say enjoyed, but I had a lot of impact on me was Dunkirk. And in it, it's an interesting kind of relationship about men dealing with war, and a lot of these men suffer from PTSD. I know both of us, that's an issue that we deal with around our patients. So for people in relationships who may be having to deal with this issue, whether they're veterans or someone who's had any kind of traumatic experience, what kind of advice would you give them? In other words, when they come into your office, how do you deal with it?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great question. And I also see a lot of patients with PTSD. I see abuse patients who have been abused as kids or as adults. I see whether it's emotional abuse and they're suffering, like you said, veterans and that sort of thing. So really, they have to acknowledge that they are suffering from this condition first and foremost. And I think that sometimes as their medical doctor, I have to just sort of bring it out in the open that I think that this may be what you're suffering from and let them sort of absorb that and process that information, because some of them don't even realize that they have post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And then the next thing, of course, is to offer help and offer hope, because there is lots of help and there is lots of hope. And there are treatment centers that specialize in PTSD. There's individual therapists that specialize in that. And there are also medications that can be helpful along the way. Many of the antidepressants also can help with PTSD, because PTSD often goes along with depression and other anxiety disorders and insomnia. And again, if you're not sleeping because you're having nightmares and these sort of things related to your past, these can be dealt with both on a medical and psychological level. And I think it's very important that these people acknowledge that and get the help that they need.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I'm going to go back to my storytelling physicians, Dr. Roxanne and Dr. Brian.
We're starting a practice.
Yes,
it's going well. You'll hear our commercial in the next break.
Yes. Yeah, the next one.
Exactly, actually. Actually, you know, it would be great. We could use you guys when we do some of the concierge medical work to actually help a patient a lot of times tell their narrative and tell their story can be very powerful. I'm thinking of someone I worked with who was an artist and had gotten in trouble with a lot of drugs. And one of the things we did once he got sober, and he's quite accomplished, was instead of just ignoring that period of his life and dealing with it, something completely negative, he said he learned a lot about himself, and actually he's a visual artist, and he saw the world in a different way, given the substance he was using, and he was able to find a way to express it, and that was very cathartic for him.
The WGA has a program for vets, returning vets, that they write their story, especially if they have PTSD, and it's both in L.A. and in New York. And there's been quite a few really good projects that they've actually done readings of them that have come out of that. I have a short film that's been winning awards and is in the Clermont-Ferrand Film Festival, and that's all about women veterans and what they're facing when they come back and how they assimilate back into being wives and mothers. And one of them talks about the fact, and you'll appreciate this, talks about the fact that she had a total anxiety attack going into Walmart because when she's serving, and she was an MP, so when she was serving in Afghanistan, there wasn't many choices.
Roxanne, we're going to have to take a quick break, but I want to hear more about your personal story. And Brian, also, I want to hear maybe, your own work and something that you want to share with our audience that has been very moving to you.
Great.
I'm Dr. G. We'll be back after the commercials if you want to email me. I'm Dr. Howard Gluss at live.com.
Low on the stuff you need, time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too, like getting a dozen roses for just $17.99 and totally making their Valentine's Day extra special, or getting one for them, one for you Dove milk and dark chocolate hearts two for $7. For the hard to please, get 10% off all fragrances, including Viva La Juicy. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Everything looks good with your resume, so let's talk salary.
Okay, can I use your desk phone?
Sure.
Can I get a price check on a software engineer with 5 years' experience and good references?
We're still in the interview.
I'll be right with you, sir.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN. To 85850.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. T, and we're back with the show. Before our break, Roxanne started to share with our audience a film that she's doing on women
veterans
dealing with PTSD.
Some, yeah, not all.
Not all, but okay, so why don't you clarify it to our audience and share what your work is?
The concept is when women come, these last two wars were one of the few times women were really doing the job men normally did, and they were actually on the front lines. So when they were coming back, they were trying to reassimilate into being wives and mothers, and we still kind of look at those roles in traditional ways. And here were women that were leading troops, and now they're trying to assimilate and bring families back together that were disenfranchised because both were serving. And some had PTSD, and some had physical disabilities. One had been a Black Hawk pilot, and she was shot down, and she had no legs. And so how do you assimilate and bring families back together? And how do these women deal with basically the homecoming being back here? And so, and some had PTSD, and so that's a whole nother issue.
So if people wanted to see that film, is it accessible? Could they see it right now?
We have been in film festivals.
Okay.
And we got some really good reviews, and now it's in this Clermont-Ferrand Film Festival in France. So it will be coming more out to the general public coming soon.
So do me a favor, when it does come out, make sure to contact me and we'll definitely mention it to our audience.
Thank you very much.
And the name of the film again?
Homecoming Veterans, Wives, and Mothers.
Homecoming Veterans, Wives, and Mothers. Kind of says it all.
Yeah, it does.
And Brian, Dr. Brian, I put you on the spot, so I'm asking you to come up with something from your own work that you also feel is very powerful and is a story that is impactful.
Well, I'm thinking about a production I have coming up. I'm going to Guangzhou, China, to the Guangzhou Dramatic Arts Center to direct a production of David Lindsay Abaire's Rabbit Hole, which is was also made into a film, but it's an
with
incredible...
With Nicole Kidman, wasn't
that's
it?
Right, in right. The film. And this play deals with depression and a couple trying to get their lives back after they lose their four-year-old boy to an accident, and trying to figure out whose fault it is and what happened and where it went wrong. And interestingly, we're going to be doing this play in Mandarin. I don't speak Mandarin, but there's a translator there to work with me. But they wanted an American director to direct this, so they reached out to me. And so this is in my mind a lot right now. Is this an uplifting play to have to deal with that or figure that out or spend time in the theater struggling with issues like that? And yes, it is. I think it's important that we look at real stories and other people's stories and try to understand it and go through the experience with the characters as well and see how we come out on the other side of it. Maybe we agree, maybe we disagree, but we're going to have an experience with them that in the end will make us see, I think what we've been saying from the beginning, that we're not alone, that people feel what I feel. I'm not the only one who thinks this way, and I might have done it differently, but I'm going to get through the
I'm going to get to
way.
The other side. Yeah. You know, one of the things I think films like that or plays like, I haven't seen the play, but I've seen the film, is, and I hear this a lot from patients, is there isn't enough knowledge really about what is the process like? What do people go through? What are the obstacles that people face when they're trying to resolve an issue? And many times a piece of a great film or a piece of theater, we can go through that process with the character and mm-hmm. maybe unconsciously resolve some of our own issues, but we can also have a deeper understanding of what that process is about. That's something that's missing a lot. Like you said earlier on, Roxanne, you know, a lot of millennials don't know that, you know, lives aren't perfect.
Yeah.
And
Well, I was just interested because I have a film that's going to shoot in China that's about a piece of their history, and I want to talk to you after and see, because it's always interesting to see what translates, you know, and
from different
what
cultures.
What is international that it works. And I love that play, and to see if that really translates to the Chinese world.
I know, I can't
and if
wait
they
to see.
Understand the elements, or if it's just so universal that everybody gets it, you know.
Do you think that culturally people may deal with certain issues in a very different way?
Definitely.
Too?
Definitely.
So there can be different processes available.
Yeah. And I mean, in China's got, you know, censorship, and so that's still very closed in a lot of ways. So,
you know, I was wondering, Dr. Raskin, so are you when one of the things, well, I know this from knowing you, one of the things I think that makes your practice powerful and interesting is that you are sensitive to a lot of gender and cultural issues and issues of sexuality and dealing with people. Do you feel that's important in treatment?
I think it's very important. I think it's very important to be empathetic and really understand where patients are coming from and their backgrounds and their interests. And yes, culturally diverse is, I think, makes society interesting. And so I really appreciate the differences in the patients that I see. And I, you know, try to make each person feel special about that and be proud of those things. And I think that's very important in the doctor-patient relationship as well.
You know, even though I laugh a lot about it, this idea I call you Dr. Roxanne and Dr. Brian, I do look at storytellers as being doctors, as being the shamans, as being people in our society that also help create powerful relationships and help them understand it. So I want to thank you for sharing
your world with us.
Having us. We still have a few more minutes. So I like, if people wanted to find out more about your work, Roxanne, how can they do so?
Like everyone, I have a website.
Okay. A Twitter account.
I have it all, but yes. It's just myname.com.
So share your name with our audience.
RoxanneMessinaCaptor.com.
Okay, great. And Brian?
Yes, website too, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all Brian Kite, BRIANKITE.com or at Brian Kite. And there's lots to see there. And you can also learn more about UCLA and what we're doing there at tft.ucla.edu.
Oh, great. Oh, great. And Dr. Raskin?
Sure. I have a website as well. It's DamonRaskinMD.com. DamonRaskinMD.com.
And again, to remind our listeners, you probably heard the commercial, but Dr. Raskin and I started Concierge Detox LA. So that's another way to get in touch with us is on our website, which is just Concierge Detox Los Angeles, or you can email me directly at drhowardgluss@live.com. So with a couple minutes left, any parting thoughts with our audience now that we've gone through this process, all of us together, and not feeling separate that you'd want to share, Brian?
Well, what a great show. Thanks for doing this, Dr.
Oh, my
G.
Pleasure.
Really interesting to think about storytelling and relationships. I hope that your audience is thinking about the stories that they are telling every day in their relationships, the way they, as we talked about, put things together on social media, the way they interact with someone, the stories they tell on the first date as they set up a relationship. It's all storytelling. And if you think about art and theater and film and television is all part of the same genre, it's great to really realize how much storytelling is going on each and every day.
I love that concept that our relationships are very much about storytelling. Mm-hmm. So the beginning of a relationship, let's say the honeymoon phase, may be a very different story that we're telling as, let's say, we have children or as we're, the story will change. Mm-hmm. And I think the ability for a couple to be flexible and change their casting.
Yeah.
and their motivation at different periods of their life can really help with those difficult transitions.
The silence or the disinterest that you're showing, that's storytelling too. You're telling a story in the same way we do in the theater.
Absolutely. And Roxanne?
I think you said it all. That was really excellent.
Yeah, I went first.
The only thing, I think, you know, it's an artist's job to take a piece of life and present it, see it through a different lens, you know, and I think, that's anyone, whatever medium they're in. If they're an artist, they should be looking at life through a lens that is presenting to the world in a different light than maybe what they're normally seeing. And so that's where the relationships and the storytelling come together.
And as someone who's done a lot of couples counseling, one of the things I try to stress with couples is see what your partner is going through a different lens. Don't look at it through your lens. Look at it through their shoes and what their experience is. So that's definitely something film can give us. And theater is this outside, this different perspectives on the same issue. Mm-hmm. And as we learned, you know, a good medical doctor is also a storyteller because he helps his patients tell a story. So I'm wondering if you had any thoughts, Dr. Raskin, you'd like to share.
Well, sure. I just kind of actually wanted to bring it back to addiction because
yeah.
I have a lot of patients in the entertainment field and television and actors and whatnot. And I do find that some of them become dependent on alcohol and other drugs. And when I talk to them about, hey, you know what, let's work on this problem, a lot of them will use it as a crutch. They say, but, oh, you know, it makes me creative or it makes the my thoughts flow. And, you know, they come up with these rationalizations of why they still want to use alcohol and drugs. And this is is rampant in the industry. This is what I see a lot. And what I can tell people is no, that's actually not true. If we can remove these substances, we can actually get you to be more creative and more productive, and you could actually enjoy your life on a whole different plane and still make film and theater and music and all the things that you want to do and be exponentially more creative. And we see that. We see a lot of people now, actors and actresses coming out explaining that this, yes, they had an addiction, but now they're so much better and so much more productive now that they're not. So there's lots of help and we shouldn't use that as a crutch.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more that it's something I hear a lot from patients too, this fear of letting go of their addiction because that's where they're creative from. If they let go of that, they won't have any creativity left. I think it's something that you're always, you know, it's kind of a rat in a maze. When you're in that addictive cycle, you're always creating from the same place. The most difficult part is the transitional place. Like, how do you move from that space into maybe a more sober space of creating? And that can be a very difficult experience. And you need a lot of support and you need a lot of good stories to be able to take you through that transition. Parting thoughts with our audience. I wanted to say one of the things that I wanted people to see is that we're all after the same goal, the sense of not creating a separateness, but actually creating a way for us to all come together. So it's all about conflict resolution and finding ways to be creative and finding new experiences. So as Valentine's Day comes upon us, I want you to look at your relationships as great storytelling. And if you're facing obstacles, if they're medical or addiction wise, that you get the help that you need. I want to thank everyone for coming on the show. We'll be back next week. I'm Dr. G with Engaging Minds. Please feel free to email me at drhowardgluss@live.com if you have any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.